You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. Location is everything in lots of parts of the economy, including winemaking. The terrain, the microclimates, and the soils all dictate the quality of wine grapes, and every great winemaking region wants to protect the prestige of its location, including California. See, a loophole in federal regulations lets any winemaker label its bottles with, say, Napa or Sonoma, as long as the grapes actually come from there. And as long as the resulting wine is only sold where the actual wine is made. So labels in Texas and Georgia are selling Napa wine and California isn't having any of it. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more.
About 18 months ago, Rex Stultz with the trade group Napa Valley Vintners learned something he found worrisome.
A winemaker far from the state of California, somewhere in the south, was importing grapes from here and putting Napa Valley on the label of those wines. We didn't know that was permissible.
A loophole in federal regulations made it permissible. The Napa Valley vintners didn't like that.
We thought it was unfair that winemakers in prestigious wine regions in the United States, not just Napa Valley, are being exploited by those in other states.
With pressure from California lawmakers, federal regulators crafted a proposal to close the loophole. The proposal has some critics, among them Rob Wilson. He co-owns Times 10 Cellars, which has wineries in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas. Wilson sometimes contracts with vineyards in places like Napa Valley.
We have one vineyard we work with in Napa Valley, and so we put the Napa Valley appellation on there. It's true to where the grapes come from.
It's unclear if growers who contract with wineries like Times 10 Cellars would be harmed by closing the wine labeling loophole. John Aguirre is president of the California Association of Wine Grape Growers.
We've heard from growers who say, hey, these shipments of fresh wine grapes are very important to us, and our customers are going to be hurt.
But Aguirre says other growers don't want their brand diluted by out-of-state wineries. He's hoping they'll get more information on who all will be hurt by the rule change in the public comment period. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.